Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, we're on there as at the Captain's America. You can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the Democrats, and in particular the Biden administration, the Department of Homeland Security, the Border Patrol, and a House congressman told reporters to stay away from the border facilities, and the word is absolutely no media to be allowed anywhere near the border or the border facilities with their people.
Well, exactly right. And what are we to make of that?
There's a crisis at the border. That's what we're to make at it to begin with.
Well, that's right. And they don't want too many prying eyes or people asking too many questions, and certainly not being able to get into the facilities. And you mentioned the representative in Congress. Well, Linda Sanchez, Democrat from California, she was on CNN's newsroom, I believe, with Poppy Harlow, and was talking about this, and basically was being asked about the lack of transparency. Well, she said, well, in the Trump administration, members of Congress were not allowed in these facilities, and the anchor quite rightly interjected and said, well, that doesn't mean something anything right now. Are you concerned about this lack of transparency? Because we're not talking about before, we're talking about now. And she went on about COVID protocols and the fact that these facilities were never meant for children, but that the Biden administration was doing, quote, everything humanly possible, but they have limitations because of COVID. So are we really to believe, Captain, that it's because of COVID that reporters can't even see inside this facility?
Well, no. It's because they're doing some of the same things that the Trump administration was doing, calling it terrible, inhumane, and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And they don't want to see. And by the way, would you want to live in a 40-foot cargo container?
Not at all.
With one window, with bars in a window?
Well, no, and from what we understand, Captain, these kids, very young kids, they don't get out to even see the sunshine for only a little bit a day or something, and this is horrible on every level.
Well, it is, and they're not doing anybody any justice there. But again, they're going to turn them loose, and you know, they're just looking at them as a voter base. We talked about that earlier in hour number one. Speaking of which, as far as the U.S. Senate considering legislation that would revamp America's election laws, voters still overwhelmingly support laws requiring that all voters show some form of identification before casting a ballot. Now, where it gets the rubber meets the road is the Rasmussen Report's poll says that 75% of likely U.S. voters, that's both Democrats and Republicans alike, believe voters should be required to show photo identification, such as a driver's license, before being allowed to vote. Only 21% are opposed to such a requirement. Now, 36 states have enacted some form of voter ID law, but those laws would be nullified if the Senate passes H.R. 1, which passed the House on a party-line vote. And critics are already saying that H.R. 1 would force states to allow anyone to vote who simply signs a form stating that they are who they claim to be.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, having an ID as an adult in our country, in our society, is so pervasive. Everybody has one. And I can't imagine, too, Captain, because don't you think the Democrats would love to have another government program that issues out IDs or this kind of thing? I mean, they never met a government program that they didn't like, so it's an easily fixable problem if they were to try to make the argument, well, not everybody has an ID. Well, we could fix that problem. It's a practical issue. But the other way, what they're trying to do right now is they are simply trying to make sure that that voting occurs in chaos and not under any kind of controlled circumstances that regular people think are good practical ways to do it. And that starts with having voter ID, or at least having to identify yourself such that, okay, I'm eligible to vote, I can cast my vote, my vote is cast, and nobody else can cast a vote for me. These are the kinds of things we saw happen in November of 2020, and the way that we go about this, Captain, is that the people make their voices heard to their representatives, to their senators, because yep, that's how we get that done.
Yep, and support for voter ID has actually increased, folks, from 2018 when it was 67%. Today it's 75% of likely voters want to see voter ID. All right, we're coming right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll also come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 drop right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the Captain sent you to get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
I knew it.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that is what they say. Now, coming to America soon, we talked yesterday about the United Kingdom and the Uber drivers over there, and the fact that a court ruling by the Supreme Court in England said that they were being ruled as employees because of the fact that they put in enough hours and sat there and did this, that, and the other, and they had to be paid, number one, the minimum wage for what they did, regardless of what the tolls were they took in. They had to be guaranteed the minimum wage. They also had to have their insurance paid for, which is what companies do over there under the socialized medicine they have. And they also had to have a retirement program set aside for them, which is, again, what the socialized company does over there in England. Now, that's a big blow to the Uber company 70,000 workers over there are now classed as workers, not contractors. And I'm telling you, that's coming to America. But we got another one. You ready?
Yes.
European Union officials are developing a digital green certificate that would allow for travel without quarantine throughout member countries by displaying whether a traveler had received a coronavirus vaccine, had recovered from the virus, or had a recent negative test. Now, that means you're going to have a digital certificate that they're going to be able to check and see whether or not they're going to let you move from point A to point B.
Exactly right. Now, on its face, I'm sure a lot of people will say, well, there's got to be some way to determine if you've been vaccinated or if you've been infected or if you tested positive. But the ramifications of this, of course, is that it could easily be twisted into something else. Now, again, one of the things that we're trying to get to, and I think we're starting to get to in some places, and you've talked about a lot, Captain, in Florida, is the idea of herd immunity.
Yeah.
Well, if you have herd immunity in the population, and you have the herd immunity, let's say planet Earth has a herd immunity for COVID-19, along with other infectious diseases that we don't have digital passports for, basically, or digital certificates for, what do you need them for if, in fact, we do get to the point where we have herd immunity, assuming that it goes the way that other infectious diseases have gone, where it is not a mainstream huge problem every day for every country. And so I think that's where some of the concern for this would come, because who's going to manage the digital certificate and who can turn them on and off?
Well, that's all true. Now, something else yesterday that happened was we had the United States and China meet in Alaska, and the Chinese ate our lunch, literally. They got into a little sparring back and forth, and China ate our lunch.
Well, yes, and that's, of course, using the exact terminology, I think, right, of Joe Biden. They're not going to eat our lunch, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said, but
yeah,
they look hungry.
Now, one other little thing before we go to the caller is Vladimir Putin, and we talked about this briefly, but we really didn't elaborate. Vladimir Putin has challenged Joe Biden to a live TV debate. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Vladdy will destroy Biden, because Biden's not up to it.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, if anything should be pay-per-view, it should be this.
It'll,
you know, Putin versus Biden, that kind of thing. But I'll tell you this.
I am going to take on the comrades of Biden, and I'm going to destroy him because he cannot keep up with the almighty Vladimir Vladdy.
Well, that's right. And Biden can only say to Vladimir Putin, here's the deal, just so much. He can only say that so much. But I will tell you this. He did that in a very – they figured that out. This wasn't some off-the-cuff thing that he said at a news conference. They decided this is what we want to do to try to bring him out. Yeah.
And let's go find out what Eric and Seminole is up to, because he's on the line right now. Okay, Eric, what is it?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Kyle. Real quick, regarding you're talking about the COVID passes and stuff regarding
that's right.
Travel.
That's right.
Well, people can. This is my opinion. Okay, this is my, with all my experience or lack thereof, however you want to put it. Here's my opinion on this. COVID's not going anywhere, regardless of what any government official anywhere throughout the world says is going to happen. If people pay attention to the news and look throughout the world, all this stuff culminates, and we're going to get some semblance of, quote, normalcy sometime around June and July globally. It's the mantra in the United States. It's the mantra in Australia, Great Britain, EU. Because while we got these vaccines, this, that, and the other, we're going to be COVID-free. What did President Biden say, or his administration say, that we're going to be, free from COVID, okay? Here's the thing. If that is true, why the push for global tracking, if you will, on these vaccine passports, as they call it, when China has been lobbying and speaking with World Health Organization officials to allow them to provide global management
and monitoring?
Right, and vertical integration of all these, passports, so to speak. If And people, so it goes back to Senator Paul challenging Dr. Fauci regarding mask mandates. If masks were the answer, it would already have been over with. They're not the answer. If people pay attention to news regarding the release of migrants, if you will, into the United, into our country without being tested for COVID.
By the big cities.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're being bussed everywhere, and there's even reports of them being put on airline without airline travel or, national airlines without being checked for anything. So this is my opinion now. It's not going anywhere. We got all these vaccines, allegedly, they're supposed to be so wonderful, that can only guarantee up to approximately 120 days of antibodies residual in the system. Well, what happens in 4 months after you've been vaccinated? You go to the red because you're not vaccinated. There's going to be booster shots required.
All right. That, well, let me stop you for a second.
Yes,
sir. Have you been to the airport in anywhere in Florida recently?
Not recently, no, sir.
Okay. Well, they will check you, and they will recheck you, and if there's any doubts, guess what? Quarantine.
That goes along. Sure. Now think about this, everybody. Israel has just—they introduced a law to make what they call freedom bracelets mandatory for anyone entering the country and traveling throughout the land. If you don't get the freedom bracelet, guess what? You're going to be put in 14 days quarantine at a military facility, IDF facility, until you're quote unquote cleared.
Yep.
Now everybody thinks this is all fine and dandy. I understand about the control of a legitimate pandemic, but here's the deal. If it was legitimate, in my opinion, and you've talked about this on your show, sir, over the past 14 months, if it was legit, no one would have said a peep regarding shutting down international air travel from the hot zone throughout the rest of the world. That would have been shut down.
We're running out of time, so you got to wrap it up.
Yeah, Roger that. I just want to say thanks for letting me vent and voice my opinion in a great show. And simplify.
Thank you very much, Eric. Good luck to your boys there. Yeah, Eric is spot on with what he's saying. You know, there's just too much going on here for people to sit back and suddenly go, oh, wow, look at this. Everything's just fine now. Well, it's been fine for a while.
Well, that's right. And again, it's this idea of what do these kinds of certificates mean on the space. It's just like, okay, good, well, I can go through the airport. But there's a more, you know, it can be, as I said, twisted into something that is not good. Because Americans, especially, Captain, we travel from place to place in America. We don't have to provide papers.
And very quickly, because we're going to be going to break here, I can hear the music starting to come up. When I got my COVID shot, I joke with everybody. Says, well, you're putting the chip in me, so now I'll be okay when they want me and they see that I've been vaccinated, right? And the nurse just laughed at me. All right, hold on. But I was kind of serious in a way. People are going, oh, there's a chip in it. They're putting a nurse so they can track you. Fine, have at it. Follow me around. You'll be bored. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A House committee has taken up the rise in hate crimes and discrimination incidents against Asian Americans during this pandemic. House Judiciary Subcommittee Chair Steve Cohen of Tennessee, in his opening statement, says the rhetoric used to describe COVID-19 has played a major role in the hate crimes.
When politicians use terms like China virus or Kung flu, when they to refer to COVID-19, is the effect intentional or not of putting a target on the backs of all Asian Americans?
The hearing was scheduled before this week's deadly shooting spree in Atlanta. 8 people were killed, and 6 of them were Asian American women. President Biden has ordered flags lowered to half staff in honor of the victims. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris will join him traveling to Atlanta to meet with community leaders and support his American Rescue Plan. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Maros Nissan and our March Mania event coming up on Saturday, March 27th. Now, you can join me Saturday, March 27th at Maros Nissan in Newport Richey at the corner of 19 and 54. Look for the great big huge flag on the corner. It's the Maros Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games, including Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong. And yes, I'll be participating in some of those games. Enjoy the tournament games on Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. They'll be having the college basketball playoffs up there. They got a big screen TV, got some tents for shade and this, that, and the other. Plenty of free food and drinks, too. And look me up while you're at the event, because I am going to have some special coupons to make your deal at Maros Nissan especially sweet. If you're looking to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, I'll have $500 discount coupons with me, and it means just exactly what I said, $500 off the deal you make. So remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. I'll see you Saturday, March 27th, noon to 3 p.m. at Maros Nissan on U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. And Kyle's going to hop on his corporate jet and fly right over, right?
That's right. I would love to be able to do that.
Well, you can ride your bike. You got enough time to get here. Would you be able to get here? No, I'm just kidding. All right, well, let's go back to where we were. Now, a whistleblower says that his facility was threatened over Cuomo's COVID order after they found out that the whistleblower was working at a certain location.
Well, that's right. This story about Governor Cuomo and having to do with the nursing homes It gets worse and worse every day, if that's possible. But that's exactly what's happening. And, Captain, I think literally we're seeing a house of cards now, really starting to crumble for the governor. He's pretty much gone to ground, or is only doing events where he feels like it's going to be okay. Wasn't there a plane flying through New York City with a banner, basically. That said, people in New York say it's time for the governor to go. So we're starting to see that critical mass, and when the chain reaction starts, I think is probably soon.
And he was trying to make some friends yesterday by saying, oh, we're going to open up the baseball stadiums so that baseball fans can come back and see the game played. Yeah, but it's only, what, 25%?
Limited capacity. But again, see, here you have an embattled governor in New York. You have an embattled governor due to a recall that looks like it's going to definitely happen at this point.
Yep.
In California.
Yep.
And they start doing stuff that says, hey, I'm trying to make you happy now. It's like, well, wait a minute. you got yourself into these positions.
Yeah.
Both these governors did.
All right. Well, let's talk for a second about something that's really bad news for the people that it happened to. The ex-roommates of the Atlanta massacre suspect said that he attended rehab for sex addiction and felt extreme guilt over his addiction. And the police are coming out and saying, again, this is not a hate crime, even though the media is running all around going, oh, it's against Asians and it's Asian crime. No, it's not.
No, it doesn't appear to be a hate crime. We've seen, of course, representatives of different groups, Asian groups and so forth, saying that it is, or you have one U.S. representative.
But, of course, because they want to sell that line.
Well,
and that's because Biden wants to get legislation through about it.
Well, that's right. Well, Biden also, he changed the schedule in order to meet with different leaders today on that.
Yeah, when he called Kamala President Harris.
That's true. That's true. But again, it's unfortunate. You know, if there's nothing there that is racially motivated, then it's not right to have a narrative start up with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, I mean, this is a very, very terrible, terrible story.
Yeah.
And Captain, it looks like we got a report that in Seattle, this was 26 minutes ago, Seattle massage parlor shooting leaves one employee wounded. Robbery suspects flee. So at least there's one more potential shooting involving a massage parlor. So we'll find out more and see what we can find out.
All right. Now, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, who I think is a smart cookie, said that a Chinese propaganda program that's currently in U.S. schools quietly changed its headquarters name to avoid scrutiny. What's that all about?
Well, this is a group, it was called, I think, Confucius Institutes. This is basically a Chinese government operation, as far as I understand. And they've changed their names. They've trying to avoid.
What are they now? Charlie Brown Academy?
right. Looks like I think what is it called? The Center for Language Education and Cooperation, or something like that.
Okay.
But that's what they're up to, and again, they operate within the school system or the education system, I should say. But this is all from the Chinese government.
Now, Georgia Secretary of State, this is the headline, urges Pelosi and the Democrats to uphold the certified Iowa election result.
Well, that's right. And here you go. If you have a certified election where all these challenges evidently were done, the time passed for the challenges to be done,
yep.
but it was won by 6 votes. But that's not okay, evidently, for the Democrats in the House who want to use their power in order to overturn it.
And it was challenged in the Iowa Supreme Court and this, that, and the other, and everything came back, everything was resolved, and the decision was certified by the Secretary of State as it's supposed to be legally, and the Republican went off to Congress.
Exactly right. So what you have is the situation that the United States Congress, or the Democrats in Congress more specifically, will simply say, we don't care what the voters in that state said. We want it to be the way we want it to be, and there's a mechanism here for us to essentially overturn the, where have you heard that before, the certified results of an election.
Yeah.
And, you know, Captain, honestly, this is having your cake and eating it, too. This is crazy.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, yesterday we heard from another medical doctor saying that COVID will be an afterthought in a matter of a few months. He also said we're back to normal in a number of states, which is true. Herd immunity is in some of these states, which is true. My state may be one of them as we speak. Certainly, it looks like as if by the middle of or end of April, it's going to be that way. And this is great news, finally.
It is great news. And what it does, it signifies, Captain, this is what I think the vast majority of people want. They want to get back to normal. They don't want to build back better or get to a new normal. They want to get back to normal.
Yeah.
And if that is possible, if that's what's happening, it'll be organic.
Yeah, and very quickly here, the Biden Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned U.S. forces are ready to fight tonight after North Korea warned the U.S.
Yes, well, you know, this is also deteriorating.
And
of course, the situation in North Korea, the leadership there and so forth is all very volatile. But unfortunately, again, I think that they perceive the weakness factor and believe that they can start really, you know, doing a lot of crazy stuff. But under President Trump, I don't think that they felt that that was within their grasp at that point.
All right. And finally, folks, President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, his net worth dropped $700 million while he was busy 4 years serving as our president, and he never took a dime for being a president. Not a dime.
That's exactly right. In fact, a lot of people have asked the question, what cause is Joe Biden donating his salary to?
Nobody.
Nobody. Exactly.
Nobody. He's all about money.
Well, no kidding. But President Trump, that's right, it took such a hit. The Trump brand obviously has taken unbelievable damage total campaigns against President Trump, his family, the name Trump, any kind of business that's ever been associated with Trump, et cetera, et cetera. He came to work and didn't even take a salary on top of that.
Yeah, and for you folks out there, this is how I'm going to end the segment. Remember this guy right here? Listen to this.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
And that's the guy that gave us Obamacare. Thank you very much. What a weirdo. Okay. We're coming back with a Highway and Bible report. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to my radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch. Pull on into a Pilot or Flying J, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then we'll tell you how to get in the Driver's Club right after we play the Highway Junkie song.
Some old trucker's heart gets broke. Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white.
That's a highway junkie song, and we'll get that to bring us into the segment here, and brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. I'm going to read the statement here, give it over to Kyle. We've got a storm slowly exiting off the East Coast right now. A lot of gale warnings all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down to offshore Georgia. And then there's a Pacific storm out in the west going to approach and be a problem over the weekend, I'm sure. But rain may turn into a wintry mix in the higher elevations as an East Coast storm slowly moves offshore and allows cooler air to filter into the area. Out west, a Pacific storm in the west will produce rain with heavy mountain snow. Here we go. Strong winds ahead of this system may produce near-critical fire weather threats in the upper Midwest, and we'll tell you all about that after Kyle tells you about what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're seeing a gale warning off the west coast tonight of Washington, Oregon, also down into parts of Northern California as well. Looks like Portland, Oregon, having rain showers on Friday on the map here until at least Monday. They have a little bit of break, and then it starts to return. Same story basically for Seattle. We're going to have see the rain come through for the next few days as well. Winter weather advisory along I-80 tonight. If you're coming out of Reno, heading towards Sacramento, you've got that winter weather advisory, and that stretches all the way down through the Yosemite National Park.
Yosemite!
That's right, all the way down through the Sierra National Forest, about as far south as Fresno, but this is looking like it's east of Fresno. So you got that going tonight. Otherwise, the map is pretty quiet, and that's a good thing, Captain. We do have some pretty cold temperatures to tell you about. Our friends in Denver right now clocking it at 32 degrees. Idaho Falls at 38 degrees. In Fresno, it's 60 degrees, by the way. Up in Bozeman, Montana, it's 39 degrees tonight. And as I said, pretty quiet map, so it should be pretty smooth sailing for you out there in the highways and byways.
Okay, well, we do have a little bit of weather, and I'll go back up on this one. Right now in Wyoming, central Wyoming around Casper, right now it looks like as if we have got a flood watch through that area, and then the northwestern part of Wyoming tonight going up into Montana, there is a high wind warning. By the way, it's currently 70 degrees down here in my backyard, and it feels like it's 70 degrees, but we've got cooler temperatures coming tonight, Friday night, Saturday, into Sunday before it warms back up again. Now, let's go up to the eastern part of North Dakota, I-29, from Fargo all the way to the Canadian border. It's really windy up there, as well as straight across the Twin Cities over to Wisconsin and all the way up to the Canadian border to include Duluth and Moorhead. Windy conditions, winds are be gusting 25 to 30 to 35 miles an hour. Some gusts could reach 40 miles an hour, so high-profile vehicles may have a problem up that-a-way. Then as we come down straight south down in Missouri, central part of Missouri, we have some flood watches there in lieu of all the rain that we had earlier on with the other storm. Moving over to Illinois, around the central part of Illinois, there are some flood watches going on there. Coming down into Tennessee, around central Tennessee, flood watches. Central Alabama, north of Birmingham, up towards Huntsville, flood watches there. Then we've got the wind conditions kicking in the central part of Kentucky, the western half of Ohio, the southeastern corner of Indiana, for winds that will approach 35 to 45 miles per hour. Gusts will be that strong. Now, if you're listening to us in Sandusky, Michigan, I don't need to tell you that you've got flood watches all the way up to the Traverse City area, and all the way down to Port Huron. A lot of rain and a lot of wind blowing in that area. We do have some gale winds up there off the boot up there in Michigan tonight, so be advised of that. And then over on the East Coast, and boy, I'm telling you, I'm looking at Cape Cod. It's dark, dark blue for high winds coming from gale force warning over there. So they've got winds approaching 45 miles an hour. That means Lynn's getting blown at tonight. But the winds are all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down, especially right there at Cape Cod, and then on down all the way to offshore Georgia tonight, Savannah, Georgia, out about 10, 15 miles into the ocean. But still, the winds are there. And then one last little thing along the Gulf of Mexico. We have got windy conditions all the way from Brownsville, Texas, all the way over to just north of Tampa Bay in Pasco County. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. There might be some small craft warnings for the winds today. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And joining us right now, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to have all these illegals voting, right? Because this bill, these two bills that passed the House yesterday, are going to go right to the Senate and get passed right away, right? Wrong. Wrong.
Yeah, that's not. No. Yeah, there's a lot of stipulations to these bills.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let's not get too terribly upset, although we should be upset.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of items in the what is known as the Dream and Promise Act, and then there's the Farmers Whatever Bill, too. So.
Yeah, the farm workers.
Mm-hmm.
And what
so,
go ahead.
I would just say, I mean, there are things in here about a criminal record and getting a GED or a high school education, and
mm-hmm.
there's some repeals in here. I mean, there's some crazy things that are in the bill. So just be calm for the moment, but pay some real attention.
Well, because of the reconciliation that they've used, they now have put themselves in an interesting position, and this is why nobody's going to be really excited about this, although they should be concerned. And that is the fact that it now takes 50 Democrats and 10 Republicans to get anything to the floor to get voted on.
Well, that's what filibuster holds.
Yep.
And we don't know where that's going to be. I mean, it really comes down to Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. So,
So far, so far it looks like they're going to hold the line. So we'll see. So far, until they get promised, until they get promised the farm and millions of dollars in the process. But the fact of the matter is, folks, is immigration is a real hot button subject, and the majority of the people across the country are supporting the fact that they don't want these people just automatically made legal and being allowed to vote and all that sort of stuff, because the mood of the country is such, Democrat and Republican alike, that they don't think this is right.
Well, it's not right. I mean, we're in trouble, and the only thing I can necessarily say is that if we have to work to take back the House, and if that works, then we can do some repealing.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersShow.com. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.